Getting lower in-state tuition for all veterans was the top priority for Florida student veterans. State Representative Kathleen Peters of South Pasadena sponsored the House bill.
The Senate wouldn't hear it. I'm extremely disappointed in that. The veteran organizations are upset about it. The veteran school organizations are upset about it.
A similar bill was stopped last year in the Florida House.
This year, when I asked my Senate sponsor, which is Senator Latvala, he said it's dead. There's nothing I could do. It's dead.
Peters has two theories why in-state tuition for all student veterans failed. She thinks her bill was hurt when it was combined with a committee bill. Also, she says concerns about costs could have killed it.
My personal belief, the House belief, was that waiver, that fiscal impact is something that we shouldn't be concerned about and that we should make sure that our veterans have the opportunity to come to Florida, because the discrepancy on the post 9/11 GI Bill, they will never pay out-of-state tuition. They'll only pay in-state tuition.
Only about a dozen states have enacted laws to make sure GI Bill students do not get charged out-of-state tuition. But it's becoming a draw as more young men and women leave the military and begin using their veteran education benefits.
They'll definitely go to places like Texas, Virginia that have those opportunities for them.
Ray Mollison is an Army veteran who did two tours in Iraq and now serves as president of the Student Veterans Association at the University of South Florida. He's a Florida native, so in-state tuition is not an issue for him, but it is for many of his colleagues.
It's definitely a setback. I mean, it's definitely kind of surprised us all, but there has been steady progress that has been made with the bill.
He's confident that in-state tuition for veterans will pass next year.
We do have a huge veteran population. I mean, just in the Tampa area, what we just talked about, we have 1,700 veterans on campus at USF. So it's going to bring a big voice next time when this bill does go up there again. And I think there's going to be a lot more pull and a lot more active people trying to make this happen, because the state of Florida has a lot of veterans.
Representative Peters is optimistic about next year, too.
Next year, I will ask the speaker to leave it as a standalone bill, and let's take care of our veterans. Florida is the most veteran-friendly state in the country, and we got to keep working to make it even stronger and better.
Can Florida even claim to be the most veteran-friendly when it can't pass a bill that evens out tuition and you are losing veterans?
Okay, now I don't agree with what you just said. I believe Florida is, and there's lots of reasons why. First off, they may not relocate here because they'd have to wait a year to get that residence tuition, and I believe we're going to get that fixed. But we have veteran preference for government contracts. Not just disabled veterans, veterans preference. That went through last year. We have benefits for veterans on workforce. We have new, and I'd like to list them all up, and I'd be happy to get you the litany of things. I do believe that Florida is one of the best states for veterans, and I believe that our legislature is committed to expanding that.
Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.